Today, of course, is Monday in the octave of Easter. Easter is such a tremendous feast day, it cannot be contained in one 24-hour period. So the Church has to celebrate Easter for 8 days, the octave. And these readings are so powerful, the appearances of the Lord after His resurrection. So today we have the account of two of the women who had been just coming back from the tomb. Now, the Gospel today picks up with the two women leaving the tomb. But let's see what happened a few sentences before when they went to the tomb. It says the Sabbath was over. That, of course, was Saturday. So this would be Sunday morning, which we call Easter morning, the day of the Lord, the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week. It says two women went to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. Notice it was not the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother was not there. She did not go to the tomb expecting to find the dead body of Jesus. Mary, the Blessed Mother, knew that Jesus would rise from the dead. The tradition is that Jesus appeared to our Blessed Mother first, privately, before he made any of these public appearances. Because Our Lady suffered so much through the passion and death of Christ, she would be the first to share the good news of the resurrection. Plus, these other women were going to the tomb to finish the anointings that had not been able to finish on Good Friday because of sunset and the approach of the Sabbath. So now they had to go to the tomb to finish all the burial embalmings and the other anointings. But when these two Marys went, there was a violent earthquake. And the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and he went to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat upon it. It says his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And it says, for fear of them, the guards shook and became like dead men. So the guards had seen this bright angel from heaven, like lightning, his clothes so white that they were... They fainted. They were in such shock. And the angel says to the woman, do not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. So the angel told these two women that he was risen from the dead, just as he had said, and come and see the place where he had lain. So they go in, look in the tomb. He is not there. Then the angel says, go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. This is where today's gospel picks up. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. They were afraid. They had just conversed with an angelic being. They had just seen this angel who was like lightning and whose clothes were as white as snow. And so they're running, filled with fear and joy, and they run into Jerusalem to try to find the apostles who are still so afraid. They're in the upper room, even though the Lord had appeared to them and told them to go to Galilee. They were still so much afraid. They were still huddling in the upper room for fear of their lives in Jerusalem. But while the two women were running back to find the disciples to tell them this message from the angel that they needed to go to Galilee, Jesus appears to them on the road and he greets them. And they, of course, realize it is Christ. And they fall to their feet and embrace his feet, which was an ancient Near Eastern custom. When you came in the presence of a king, you would fall to the ground, prostrate yourself and embrace the king's feet. It says they worshiped him. What does Jesus say? Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Notice he calls them brothers, which indicates that Jesus had forgiven them. Even though they had all run away, even though Peter denied him 3 times, he calls them his brothers. So he gives them forgiveness. And he even elevates them from being disciples to brothers. He makes them part of his spiritual family, not just students, but brothers. And so tell them to go to Galilee and not be afraid. The Lord wanted them to go back to where he had first called them. And so now the women were on their way to find the disciples. But another group was on their way to a different place, and that would be the guards. They were on their way into the city as well to report to the chief priest everything that had happened. Notice they did not go to Pontius Pilate, because they would have been killed directly, because if they had not guarded the tomb, if they had not kept the tomb sealed, not only was the stone rolled in front, but the Roman seal, which would be a cord, and on both places, on both sides, would be clay. And this clay would harden. If anybody broke that, touched that rope and broke those, the hardened clay, automatic death penalty. But the soldiers, of course, knew that the Roman seal had been broken, the boulder had been rolled away, and Jesus' body was not there. Plus, they had been struck by the presence of an angel, so they could not go to Pontius Pilate. Now, whether they were Roman guards or temple guards, we don't know. It just says they were guards. But they did go to the chief priest and explained everything that happened. The amazing thing is, when you consider the stubbornness and the hard-heartedness of the elders and the chief priests, they would not even at this moment believe in the resurrection, even though the soldiers had explained to them that they had seen this angel. And instead, they give them hush money, and they give him, it says, they give the soldiers a large sum of money. This would be far larger than they had given to Judas, 30 pieces of silver. We don't know how much it was, but it was a huge amount. And they concocted a lie that just tell people that you fell asleep and that the disciples came during the night and stole him while you were sleeping. And of course, this is filled with so many holes. Like, how could that many guards fall asleep? And again, if they fell asleep on their post, automatic death penalty. And if they were asleep, logically, how would they know who it was that stole the body? And yet, then they said, and if this gets back to Pontius Pilate, we'll satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. In other words, we'll give him a big bribe as well to keep you out of trouble. And so the soldiers pocketed the money and they began to spread this lie. And it says, this is widely circulated among the Jews even to this very day. Matthew wrote this gospel, you know, about maybe 60 AD or whenever he wrote it. And this was even believed at the time of Justin Martyr in 160 AD. In fact, you'll even find people today that accept that lie, which is so illogical and filled with so many holes. So again, during this great octave of Easter, we rejoice in the true physical resurrection of our Lord and Savior from the dead. We enjoy hearing these powerful appearances of the Lord after he had been raised from the dead. And still, there are people who don't believe. They continue to believe a lie. And yet we know the truth that our Savior, Jesus Christ, rose from the dead on Easter morning.